Technical difficulties.
Well,
Got it.
connected shifted the gears. I'm Kiyo Shinsako. It's the actually going to be the last episode of 2024, 2023 before we go into 2024. So as you guys, most of you guys know, this year has pretty much just been solo, and I haven't been as active as I wanted to. But new job, changing job, so kind of happens. But cool part is I get to end the year and come into 2024 with Thrace Fatos and the new co-host of Shifted to the Gears. What's up, Thrace? How you doing?
How's it going?
Pretty good. A little cold in the garage, but
Yeah.
and then got my, what kind of coffee are you drinking today?
Just a hot, cold coffee.
I've got Black Rifle Espresso 300.
I think mine's an 8 o'clock.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I love coffee. I'm such a nerd.
It's a necessity to life.
It is. So let's see. Let's give everybody a little background on you. One of the things I always like to ask people, that I think is always good to give people is just obviously if you want your age, what you do for a living, what part of the country you live in, and what do you currently drive?
Age. How old am I now?
I mean,
29, I think. I
God, you're
lost
still
track.
young. I
I lost
know.
track a while
I'm just
ago.
happy I wake up every day.
Yeah, exactly. 29 years old. From Midwest, suburbs of Chicago, not too far outside there. Let's see. Current drivers or vehicles that I have, I got my daily is a 2003 F-250 with a 7.3 diesel in it. I have for the summer 2015 Harley Sportster, Iron 883, and then my newest, latest and greatest project is a 2011 SS Camaro roller. So that'll be a fun
So
one.
I just it just clicked in my head as you were saying what you were driving because I didn't put this together before. Your truck is tan
Yep.
or beige, whatever you want to call it. I'm gonna call it tan.
Yeah.
Like a goldish tan. It's for a tan.
Yeah.
Your bike is tan.
Yep. Desert sand.
Are you gonna make the Camaro sand?
It might have a variation of it.
Okay.
It's to be determined. That'll be disclosed through social media later on once I figure out paint and theme.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, I don't know why I just clicked in my head going, I've seen them next to each other and it never
I have a
A to
weakness
B.
for the military colors. So the desert sand, that dark army green, it's a weakness. It just looks good.
It does. And you can play with the color combos and the you can feature the color, you can make it the main color, you could guess the color,
Well, it's funny because
accent it.
the only reason why I bought the bike is because it matched my RPF ones for the 240. And
Ah.
just scrolling through, looking at bikes, and I'm like, ooh, I like that color. It matches my wheels. What did I do? Right after work, went and bought the bike.
I could see you just
Yeah.
drive by. I'm gonna go buy a bike today.
Yeah, pretty much. It
I mean, it's you live
was
close
great
enough to
customer
it.
service too. It was right down the road from work. I work in Naperville at Total Off Road, and it was the Heritage Harley dealership that was over in Lyle,
Okay.
and they stayed 3.5 hours after close to get all the paperwork done and get me on this bike. So they're fantastic customer service. They gave me a free 1 year warranty for the bike as well that they didn't have to do. And unfortunately, a couple months later, they permanently closed down. So.
Oh, that's sad. I know a few people down here that use Conrad's Harley, but
Yeah.
it's a hike for me.
If
So, I know there's a couple dealers up by you, but if you ever need
they
something,
got good customer service, I'll be there. I don't care how far they are.
yeah, that's why I might store the bike there if I keep it. I might store it there next year, depending on what happens in
Yeah.
this space. God, I have really got to paint that wall again. Sorry. So what made you choose the Ford?
Honestly, I just got a good deal on it. I was towing more than I was moving people around before I had an 04 Suburban that was lifted, and I needed bed space, not cargo space. So I was moving more things or needed to move more things that kind of overhang or would be easier to load into a bed of a truck, along with the towing aspect of things. The Suburban kind of sagged way too much and wasn't it did tow, it wasn't the greatest.
Okay. Yeah, I'd seen him move a few things with it, and I was wondering how long it'd be until you moved up to
Yeah.
a diesel.
This one's just a stepping stone. I'm not a super big fan of Ford. I'd rather have a Chevy, but for now, get this one cleaned up, and then hopefully in the future I can get a Duramax.
Oh, I love those, dude.
Oh yeah.
So let's see. And obviously you work at Total Off Roads. What do you do at Total Off Road? Like,
I'm
how
the
long have
store
you worked
manager
there?
there. I am coming up on 2 years. January actually will be my 2 year mark there. I run the show. We do anything and everything off-road, Jeeps, trucks. We've seen our fair share of different things as well. Now we've done lowering kits like coilovers on Ford Focus. We can do bike parts, so slip-ons, tuners, headlights, turn signals, taillights. We can do low cars. We've had Ross's pink car on the alignment rack to do some alignments for him. We've done swapped out some spare tires for him. We've had fairly low E82 1Ms on our alignment rack as well. We've done 1200 horsepower Ford F-150 drag car.
Jesus.
We've mounted slicks for another 1000 plus horsepower TRX. We don't just do the off-road. That's part of the and more. So we're looking to
Like
get
it.
more variation in. I'd like to get more of the drift community in there, more of the stance community in there, bike community, all of it. We can get a little bit for everything. So we're trying to expand and appeal to all enthusiasts.
I like the facility, so it's clean. You got a good selection of everything, so even if you just need to go in for an oil change and some tires and brakes, you guys
Yeah.
can do it. Or if you want to go full blown like that Chevy that was there, you got your options. So
Oh
definitely
yeah.
like the place. So that's a good little bit there. What kind of music do you like, and what are your favorite type of movies or shows?
Ooh.
Movies and shows.
So both of those are hard. It kind of depends on my mood. Music lately has been more slowed down, kind of tamed. It's kind of like a chill step style almost. Something to just kind of calm me down after a long day.
Okay.
Occasionally I'll get into like old school rap, like early to mid 2000s. Some country, I'd really, really have to be in a mood for that one, so it's not very common. Movies and shows. I'm big into like superhero movies, Marvel, DC. I've been on a kick for like the Avengers lately and their whole storyline for things. That are one of my favorite shows is still Supernatural. They've got like 42 different seasons, probably exaggerating, but it's close to it. But I feel like you can never go wrong.
I've only watched a few episodes, but
It
it's
is
one of
so
those that
funny.
I feel like it's one of those that once you start, you're not going to want to stop, but you need to pay attention to that
Yeah.
because the storyline builds. It's not just
Yeah. Yeah, my
one
favorite
Saturday
character,
morning.
Jensen Ackles, he plays Dean Winchester. He is probably the funniest person on the show. And it
Is that the
he's
long hair guy
usually
or
no, that's a short-haired guy.
the stern guy?
Yeah. He
Okay.
is so funny because he comes off like a strict, like serious persona, and then throughout it he's just cracking jokes the whole time, and it's probably one of the funniest things.
He's super funny on the end, like those two interacting in like stage
Oh yeah.
interviews is freaking hilarious.
Love
So
it.
let's see. Oh, gracias. Now,
Celebrity appearance.
food. She said eat.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say no.
Oh
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm hungry. Y'all gotta just kind of deal with it. I don't eat on the show ever. I'm hungry and I didn't eat a whole lot last night, so. All right. Are you a Do you prefer movies or series?
I prefer series because they're longer.
Okay. It can build on more.
Yeah, I like movies, don't get me wrong, and the longer the series, the better, because I really hate trying to figure out what to watch next.
Bro, same. Same. I sat there for half an hour last night just going, nope. Seen it, seen it, seen it. Oh, this looks interesting. Two seasons, eight episodes apiece. I'll finish that in a weekend.
Or a one season series, and I'm like, all right, we'll start this one, like MF Ghost. I finished that in a day, and I was very mad at myself afterwards.
You're like, dude, this is a great episode. Like, serious, what is going on? Why did I?
Well, it was like 3 days later they released the final episode to the first season. I'm like, who does this?
Oh, they just like
So,
teasing people, and then I see.
January they released season two. Don't know what day yet. I have to look into that, but soon.
Okay. I'll have to. I've heard a lot about it, so I'm gonna have to check that one out because I've heard a few people, even somebody at work mentioned it, so.
It's very nostalgic. The graphics are slightly better than what the original Initial D was, but they kind of kept it the same.
Okay.
So it's cool. Blast from the
I'm
past.
intrigued then. Oh, I'm intrigued. So let's see. I had like 80 questions in my head and I can't think of any of them right now. But they're also on my other computer, my work computer. I didn't bring it home. But so let's see. Favorite type of food?
Been big into tacos lately. Real big into I'm always into tacos. You can't go wrong with them. Well, I mean, you can, but most places don't.
Any place that's not Taco Bell.
I mean, occasionally a Taco Bell.
Yeah. So, question here.
Oh boy.
Because there's a debate. This is a debate in the community for tacos. Cilantro and onion, or loaded.
Nope.
I just
Onion, cilantro,
given.
traditional. Nice and
And.
traditional.
And most sometimes like Chihuahua cheese or some kind of
Oh,
like,
yes. I like
but it's got to be
the.
fresh cheese and fresh cilantro. It can't be like 2 day old cilantro.
Yeah, no, I like the queso fresco, the crumble cheese. Yeah, that's my preference.
I love mine with I'm big in green salsa, red salsa for chips, green for my tacos.
I kind of like mix them on the taco. I'll do a little bit of both.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I can never remember which one's the hot one, which one's not. So I just put them both on there because I want the hot one.
Flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some places like red is hot. Makes sense. Red, hot, fire. Green, kind of passive, so not hot. And most places, or every place is a little bit different. Like the red is mild, the green is hot, or vice versa. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just put both on there.
You know, I think it's because I go to the same place so often
That,
that
yeah.
green's always, more tame. The red is like hot. They're hot, and then they have a
Yeah.
extra spicy that's. I don't know why you would want to eat that, but I like enough spice
That's me. I'll eat it.
to go. But yeah, I know where we're going for lunch one day.
Oh, good.
I know where we're going for lunch. Let's see. What else can we ask that like people get to know your favorite video game?
I'm not a very big video game player. I would like to be, but I get bored way too easily.
What was your favorite video game growing up? Because I kind of
Oh,
lost
growing
tape
up,
on games.
Call of Duty. Growing up, it was original Black Ops for sure. I was that little asshole hiding in the corner camping the whole time. It was
Gotcha.
great. I'm the one that would make people mad for camping. Nowadays, I can't just sit there. I have to run around. I'm terrible at video games, especially Call of Duty. So I could turn a corner and instantly die. I could respawn. As soon as I'm respawned, I'm dead. I'm that bad of a player. But I have fun with
It doesn't help when
it.
a lot of these games go cross-platform. So you might be like me that's just playing on a standard TV, and you got some other kid who's got like aimbot or whatever, but he's on a full-blown computer with like super expensive monitors that he can, that pixel of you moving, he can see across the map.
Or I haven't played it in a few years, and a lot of these people that's that they either do it all day long for their career, or they're just kids on vacation that don't have anything else to do, and they're just all their time is invested in it. And I get on for hour and a half tops if I make it that long, and is they got the home field advantage.
Yeah, I'll take, you know, going for a cruise or taking the bike out or going for a bike ride, motorcycle or bicycle. I'll take those. I don't mind games. If I do game, it's kind of more like GT7, or eventually it'll be Assetto Corsa again.
Yeah, I'd
So
like
probably on
to get my
PC.
PC finished to get a set out as well. Other than that, I'm pretty cool with Forza, the Horizon series. That one's pretty solid as well.
I miss that game just because of the amount of ridiculousness you can do on like Horizon. But I think it's just because I know I'm never gonna swap a 2J swap a 93 Honda Civic.
We don't know that. We don't plan on
Fair enough. We might
it
get silly enough and do it if, you know, 2JZ prices ever stop
now.
skyrocketing.
I'd definitely throw a good little 5.3 in it though.
Ooh. I don't know if there's many Honda Civics with a 5.3, but hell, why not? I'm sure we can make some an old
I mean,
Camaro ranch
someone
chassis
took
here.
a. There's a guy on YouTube that took a 67 Mustang chassis and put it on a EG chassis. Yeah. You
Oh,
see a
you need to
Mustang
send me.
rolling around with a Honda motor.
That reminds me of Tokyo Drift so much.
It really
It
does.
made so many the internet like lit on fire for like a week because of you should never mix. I was like, dude, just go
It's
with it,
cool.
okay?
He's into
It's
it. It's what they had.
yeah.
If it's cheap and it works, then screw it. Do it.
I agree with it. Just kind of go have fun with it. Like if you're gonna do if you if it's your money.
Oh, there's that I've seen him a lot on TikTok. He has a Chevelle that he put a 2J into. It was a 1J or a 2J that he put into it, and then all of the accents he put on it was in the old school Chevy cursive font, and a lot of people couldn't figure it out what it was. The people
Is
that
it?
knew what it was, they knew, and they wouldn't tell anyone.
Is this the one that he just shows the cat like the tucked camera under his hood, and you'll see people? Is that a fucking 2J, or is that a
They're like,
JZ?
yeah, they're like a Chevy inline six. What?
Yeah, okay, I've seen that guy. He's
Yeah.
hilarious, and you'll see a couple people come by. What a waste! And now they're like, I find it funny when it's a lot of the old school guys come by and they stop and
Yeah.
go. And they'll sit there for like 3 minutes and go, well, that's different. That's a turbo. Hey, what is this?
And it's usually the old guys that are mad about it too.
I saw
They're
one or two
the
that was like,
purist.
yeah, I saw one or two that was really like the dude's like, you know, kind of accredited him for the amount of work and using all the old, like just what it took to get it there. But yeah, most of the purists hate it. And I'm like, there's only one or two cars I think I would be more purist on. But even then, it's like, if you have the money to do it and you're gonna do it right,
May as well do it.
I just want to go for a ride, dude. That's it. All right. So, I think that gives people a pretty good idea, of a basis about you. So, the core questions we're gonna have to get into the fun meaty half. What got you into the automotive scene, or like the automotive field, so to
And
speak?
so I've been in it since I was a kid. I grew up with my dad having Fox body Mustangs, F body Camaros, all bolt-ons, nitrous, the old school 90s shit pretty much. From there, I kind of grew a little bit more once I met Kyle and you, and kind of dragged me into the import scene of things, and it's kind of just stuck
You're
there ever
welcome.
since. So, I mean, it's like a drug. It is a drug, pretty much.
I think it's one of the best things I've decided, like directions I've decided to go with my life, because I just love it.
Yeah, that little Nissan Altima wasn't.
No, I kind of miss that car because how bad it
Same.
was.
Same.
Which is it was one of the few cars that I got in and owned, that I just beat on, and I didn't care. Like, I maintained it, I kept it clean, as clean as I could get a 93 Altima in 2009. So it's old, but like, it was just that fun car that we could take out. And if, oh, can I drive it? Here, drive it. If you break it, I don't care. I have three other cars, which I should not. I gotta start on that way too fast in life. Advice for anybody: a daily. And if you want a project car, a project car. Don't buy a daily, have a project car, and get another project car, and then another one, and then a bike. You have to have at least one running car at all times. Just my. Sorry, trying to blow dry super glue on my finger. My little advice, I think that's one that as we grew older, like at least our select group, we kind of got into and we started getting much better at. Still not good at it. If
No,
you saw
not
my garage right
really.
now,
My
you've
daily is
seen
a
the
project,
garage.
so it's bad.
You know, when our bikes are more less of a project than our dailies, it's not good.
I don't want to talk about that.
What is your favorite style of driving? Like for motorsports, drifting, rally cross, autocross?
Honestly, I'd have to say rally. They're just a different breed and they're always entertaining. Don't get me wrong, drifting is also all it they're a good show to watch. It's just something about rally, doing 100 plus miles an hour through dirt, snow, and gravel, and
At a
taking
tree.
the taking the turns that they do with very with no room for error on this tiny track. And it's just something. I wish I could have the balls enough to do something like that.
I would like to try, just not on that level. Like, we had our fair share of Mexico 47 and Mexico
Even
back roads.
even a ride along.
Yeah, even like a test, like a practice route or whatever. Like, I'd love to go as a dirt fish. I would love to make it up to dirt fish, and they put you through the whole school or whatever. I think it's super cool. I think it's neat, which is one reason why I bought Dirt Rally 2.0. It's a fun game.
I tried playing that. I'm no good at it.
It makes it a little more fun when you have a rig to play it with.
That's fair. It
Like,
probably is. Controller, it's I can't turn. Hey, I suck.
no, it's. I used to love doing it years ago, and now it's just like I get on. I don't even play. Like, I don't even sim to sim anymore. I just sim to essentially play with suspension and like the tuning aspect. Just because I don't have, I don't have 14 different style coilovers, or I don't have an alignment rack so I can. But for me, it's I get on, I do the challenges, or I get on and sim, like do a couple races with some people or practice with people. But it's more we're just kind of doing this. We're kind of just BS and talk about life or how work's going and just having fun. It's a nice little escape. Plus, I don't have to go spend gas money and
True.
worry about getting pulled over doing whatever on Mexico 55.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's a fun little one, especially in the winter. Because you can you know my daily. It's not that fast. It's not that fun. It's a riot to drive. I love it.
Yeah, but it would be a good rally car.
That's what the green one's gonna be for.
It's pretty much there now.
Yeah, we just need to slap a lift kit and a like a 2-inch lift and some skids, but we're gonna have to wait for that.
You could send it without the lift.
I probably would actually. There's a couple of trails around that I think we should go check out, especially in the winter.
I've got one that we can go to.
Ooh. I think I know where one of them's at that are actually
Probably.
kind of close. And then without going to the Badlands or way up north. Which is why I want to make some friends with the local, like, municipalities and see start getting to know them and use some of the service roads, because a couple of them are pretty rough. They're not, they're not Colorado mountain roads or whatever, but they're decent. Like, they're still fun enough to have a little challenge with. But so yeah, we should rename this, because we're never gonna hit the straight point, but it's okay. That's kind of why we're here and having fun. So I know you like your most engaged with rally, because it's again, it's they're a different breed. They literally drive like they can respawn and start over and not be in pain or die. Like it's a different breed. What kind of motorsports have you gotten to partake in? And if you could, outside of rally, what's one motorsport you want to at least try in 24?
So I've tried a little a brief summer of drifting back in, I think it was two or three 3 to 4 years ago, right before I got the 240 with the G35. I did that little automatic welded diff, very small angle kit on it. That was fun. It did what I needed it to do. Could it have been better? Very much so. But it was a good learning point, good starter. Did a little bit of drag racing, wasn't really good at it, so I kind of just let it be. Looking to continue the drifting. It's going to be the sole purpose of the Camaro for 2024 and just getting a feel for the car. Hopefully by 2025, I will be looking to compete with the vehicle just to kind of see how that goes, see if it's worth it or not to me, and kind of take it from there.
I mean,
Leave it
I
as a
see
hobby if I'm not.
okay, fair, and make it that's the one thing I've heard from a lot of people, that drift or whatever motorsport they choose, their biggest thing is don't go overboard before you know if you're gonna really go for it and have fun. I think that's a good one, 'cause, and if you end up not liking it, you can learn how to drive with the angle kit or whatever if you decide to do it, but now you still have a car where you still have a fun daily, pardon me, like
It's not overdone. You're not rear mount radiator. You're not massive, super massive angle kit. Your body panels are still factory.
close to
So they're just quick release, not like here, poke a button and the whole car falls apart.
that's I get why people do it, and don't get me wrong, if I was in that level, I would definitely do it myself, but I just find it fascinating, because that those front ends are, those clips are not cheap if something happens to them. I don't want to sound like a broke person or cheap person, but if you break a $5,000 front end, we're fighting. I'm just kidding. If I'm doing a motorsport with that car of that caliber, I know I'm going in with it. That's just, I see all these. I was just on Facebook the other day. Facebook Marketplace, just kind of checking out different stuff for sale, because I just like to see what's going on, especially in the off season. A lot of people try to barter and trade and get stuff and clear out space. This guy, I don't know, was it a 240 or something? E36, it was one of the common go-tos. Has never driven this car. Bought it, built it, tried to drive it once, and is selling the car because he goes, it's too, like, I
It's
don't like this
overkill.
much. Yeah, I don't like it like I thought I would. Like, get in and go see if somebody's got an extra car you can rent, or just, go for rides, or
Dumb it down a little bit. Buy the car factory running and drift that. Learn how to drift on low power, no angle. Manual preferred, yes, but just keep it simple. Keep it bone stock. Go out, drift it. Learn how to drift it like that. Once you get the hang of that and you're pretty solid with it, then go into maybe I can upgrade my clutch or maybe weld the diff. And then, okay, a nice set of coilovers to make it a little bit smoother and you can dial those in. And then from there, once you get those out of the way, then you can start. Looking to add like angle kits into it, give you a couple more degrees of angle, or maybe some very minor power add-ons. So like do an intake exhaust, maybe a cam for it, whatever the vehicle is, something to give you a little bit more power. That way you can get a little bit more speed going into it quicker, and then you can throw more angle into those corners.
yeah, you can
But
grow with the
start off
car.
small. Start off small. You, just because you have a pro-am car doesn't mean you know how to drive it. Most of the pro-am drivers, they started off with 100 horsepower vehicles, and then they slowly built those up to what they have now. And it's growing with the vehicle, like you said.
And like we've we know at least a couple, and I've seen other people that have decided not to try to go competitive, but they've been drifting for a handful of years, and they started out in a 140 horsepower BMW or a 95 horsepower Miata, and they're pretty good. Like I think it's some of the grassroots guys, especially those who decide not to go competitive because they just do it for fun. I think some of them are just some of the best drivers that don't get discovered because they're not out there in a 800 horsepower, whatever, choose your car
A
and with
super
the
flashy kit, super flashy paint with a livery on it. It's tamed, it's mild, it's what they're into. They kept it simple.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. Like that's some good advice on that. So we know what you want to do for 24. What'd you do in 23? How did your 23 year 2023 go?
2023 was not much of anything, just kind of worked. I did a little bit of tinkering with the 240, and then I kind of just lost hope and motivation in it. And that's kind of what led me to get the Camaro. So super stoked about that one. I got a shit ton of parts for it already in, so
You really do.
hopefully the motivation doesn't die on this one. I don't think it will. I had bad experiences with the 240, and I just didn't want to keep looking at it pretty much.
I think what's going to help on the Camaro is where it's at. You now have a secure place to work on it, and you've got parts already there. So as you start getting stuff changed out and you start seeing stuff come together, it'll be there. Plus you've got the wife and the kid that you can share it with too. That's on a fresh start. And again, you've got a whole interior.
Yeah, the whole interior was a selling point for them allowing this.
It's got an interior. Does it have a whole interior, or is it just like you have a
Oh,
seat and a
it's
dash? No,
full
full interior.
interior.
It's clean. It's one of my. I'm just glad it's not yellow.
Same.
I really am. Like I love Camaros. Just because then you'd almost be.
Bumblebee's a
No.
cool car. It's not for me, though.
Yeah, so you'd almost just be like through the Transformers universe, a clan of people. You've got
Yeah,
to
pretty
do
much.
black and yellow. Like, but I don't want to do black and yellow.
Yeah, I'm not
I
doing
want to
that.
do orange and green, whatever the hell you want to do. Okay, I'm going to ask you one thing on the Camaro. If you could change one thing about it, what one thing you yeah one th if you could change one thing about what would be outside of it's not running, like
There's no frame damage. That'd be the one. That's the only thing that's really wrong with it, other than not having an engine or trans. It was originally an automatic vehicle. I'm going to be putting a manual on it, but other than that, I would have preferred to not have frame damage on it. But because of that, I got it for a really, really good deal, so couldn't really pass it up.
I'm glad you got a deal on it though, because and again, you know the people, you've got the space to work on it, and it'll be fun. If you got a good deal on it, you're able to get a decent price on it. Have some fun with it, dude.
Oh yeah, that's the plan. Send us straight to a wall.
Right at the girder. Let's go. Entry ramps? No, you mean sideways ramps.
We're doing backies. I'm destroying the whole rear end.
Back is onto the highway. You know somebody's done it. Like,
Yeah.
you know somebody's done it. And if you did,
I
you're an
want to see it.
absolute maniac.
I would love to see it.
Because, like, for us out by where we're at, we have a heavier traffic volume. There's not many places you can get on that doesn't have a state trooper station or doesn't have a mass amount of vehicles around you. Let's see. So for 2024, I know, like I said, you want to get the Camaro done, get out and go. What are a couple of events you want to partake in, or at least go spectate? DDCS, baby.
My goal for the Camaro is to have it ready to at least drive for their first round. If I can get it done well before then and get signed up for it, as long as it's not fully booked up, I would love to make that the first event with it. But I have a very small feeling that it's not going to be competition worthy yet. I'm hoping to at least get it running so I can get it there. But if I can get it to where it's ready to compete for the first round, I would that's the goal.
That's gonna be awesome. I'm excited for the event, and I'm also excited to see you out in the Camaro and going, because I know it's you've had an itch you need to scratch, and I think that's gonna take care of that.
Yeah, the itch has definitely been scratched. I was buying parts for this thing before I even had the
You're like, I'm
car.
if I don't get this one, I'm getting a Camaro. Like,
Oh
I
yeah.
know what I'm getting.
Oh yeah. There's a ton of them for sale on Marketplace right now. None for the deal that I got on this one. So I'm very lucky. Talked to a guy, super cool. He wants updates on everything I'm doing to it, which I've been slacking on doing, but I'm very shortly he'll be getting a ton of updates.
Well, it was Christmas time, and with the New Year's weekend upon us right now,
Yeah.
I there's even people that have reached out, like one of these people have reached out, and I've been in touch with people that I've been trying to get on for months, but it's like, hey, Christmas time, end of the year time, like, let's
Yeah.
just wait till after the new year, like traveling and a lot of people off work or just even trying to get supplies or stuff has been super hard with just delays and companies being shut down and everything else. So,
So the funny part is I got this car the same weekend that Ross brought home his Mustang.
oh,
Yep.
I
He
didn't know
brought
they timed out that like that.
Yep. I was talking to him. I was going to see if I could borrow his trailer so I could go pick up the Camaro. And he goes, "Well, unfortunately, I'm going tomorrow to pick up the Mustang." So I'm like, "Oh, so we're both bringing toys home tomorrow."
Yeah, I think I got your snap 5 or 10 minutes before I got his,
Yep.
and it was like hey, I've got a secret, and I thought it was the one at work, the street car,
Right.
so yeah, you guys were snapping me that, and I just get a phase of pictures. So I was like, whoa,
Yep.
what is this? And then.
Yep.
Now Cho's got the old 240, which I'm super excited to see what he does with that. And his,
Oh yeah.
speaking of Cho, just on a side note, did you see
Me
he's got
already notes.
a RB charger? He's building an RB charger.
Yep, he's had the charger for apparently a while. He just hasn't done much with it up until recently.
Yeah, I want to say he's had it for a couple years. I didn't know it was that long. I
Yeah.
thought he had just picked it up, but that man's always doing something. So is Ross. Like, so a
Oh
lot of the
yeah.
guys, like Ross, Colin. Hell, even a bunch of the guys from DDCS that I know. I talked to Ryan the other day. I had him on the other day, and just the amount of
Yeah.
projects he's got going on, even between him and his lady, just selling stuff, fixing stuff, already looking at winter auctions because he wants, whatever. Just seeing
Right.
everybody's productivity and how I think it's pretty neat to see example like I'm gonna choose you and Ross because I've seen them both, and I haven't seen yours yet. But it's cool because a lot of people see the at the event or on social media on like pictures or whatever, but they don't see when you got the car as a bare frame. They don't see
Right.
when sure you got two sets of wheels, but scrap tires, no harness in the stall. You gotta do this. You gotta
Right.
get it. They don't see all that, and I think it's super cool. I'm not saying they not everybody doesn't see it, but for the most part, that's when you're gonna see it. It's so I think it's super cool watching these cars come from a bottom up. And don't get me wrong,
Yeah.
you can watch Ross's story, and it looks like he slapped a Whipple on in a day.
Yeah.
No, that was a 2-3 week span of time between getting parts in, fixing stuff, upgrading stuff,
Yep.
like.
He's finishing up his cage right now on
And that's the he's been doing that for what given it's only a little bit of time after every few
like a
days
week
after
and a
work.
half of test fitting and missing parts, so he was waiting on parts for to finish the cage and everything like that. So he just got the door bars in that fit the factory door panels as well. Everything clears.
His
He had the
post
Whipple on
street
there.
car with door bars. Let's go.
Yeah, right? It's a street car.
And it's just a lot of these guys. Like, was it I think I was FaceTiming you or whatever, like a week or two ago. Yeah, I was calling you. How it's I Robbie Veerhout, because I follow him through, because the grid life. Like I follow a lot of like I'm gonna talk more at least like the next few little while, primarily the people I know most are drifters and whatnot. That was where my connection was right now, and that's where, that's just kind of where I've targeted for right now. But don't worry, I still pay attention to a ton of people. Like, one of the places people I want to get to go see and talk to, or like I want us to go and see and talk to, is Ruts Racing. Adam's one of Adam's sponsors, and guys are super cool. They do such neat, odd, off the wall case
Oh
stuff.
yeah.
Like, they're definitely a hobby show.
They sponsored Bob too,
Oh,
who's a
really?
local to GLD. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
They did a Cajun. I think it was an E36 or an E46 that he had. I'm pretty sure it was an E36. Don't quote me on it though.
Like, their mellow yellow car, mellow yellow S10 with the K series. I have got to see that in person. Like, I
Oh
was
yeah.
hearing all different podcasts and stuff that went to Grid Life. Was like, that was the coolest thing at this. Like, that was super cool. Like, they finished it and they go out and they're that's like what they did to get that car working was cool. But yeah, see, like, kind of like I was saying, like, a lot of people saw that car posted when they got it. But then they saw a bunch of updates and they thought it happened all in a week. Like, no, this was months of them doing it, of staying late at work and 6, 7 day weeks. Like, that was weeks and months of them doing it. It's just they decided to post and release a
All at
bunch of
once.
these. Yeah. So
It's
I think it's.
so everyone can see the transformation, but they don't have to wait as long between all the parts and everything that they're doing. So like with me, I'm very bad at the social media. I'm posting and doing all of that and making it look good and attract people. So I'm just posting what I do. I've posted all the parts. I posted when I got the vehicle. Every time something gets done to it, the day it's happening, I'm getting all the content together. I'm going to post it either that day or the following day. That way, everyone who is willing to watch the process of it, they can see when exactly I'm doing everything, how I'm doing it, and in what order I'm going to
And I think that's cool. Like, I like seeing
it.
updates. Like, for again, I love seeing updates. Yeah, not that I completely forgot about it, but I kind of did. Like I was saying, Robbie Bearhout, like, going watching him. Because I was looking at his Instagram post and it just said, "It's fine, everything's fine," and you see a Z on his lift. And the harness on the floor. The whole harness on the floor. So you'll post that. And if somebody watches his story over 3 days, if you know, or he checks his account over 3, 4 days, and they see those 8 or 10 photos you can put into an Instagram post, if you do multiples, you'll think that was done in a day. That might have been a week and a half, 2, 3, 4 weeks of projects. And given some guys are actually very quick where they have their stuff they know need to get done because they've looked at going, "Hey, I've got to change these lower controls. I gotta do this. I don't like how the exhaust is hanging. Let me cut that and fix that. Let me go do this. Let me get the diff plate. Let me get a di whatever." They have those where they have the parts, so yeah, they can knock a bunch of stuff out. But stuff like fabrication and fitting and tuning car, like, it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
And I think it's cool just watching them because it'll get kick me going. You know what? I did want to come home and rest. Like, I just wanted to come home and binge watch a TV show. I'm gonna be in the garage working on XYZ for
The
whatever.
next 3 days.
Yeah, and it might be, you know what? I'm gonna give myself 20 minutes. Whatever I can do in 20 minutes, it's done. It might be taping off parts of the car, going, "Okay, sand here, get here, put harness here, fix this." Like, it might be just those little odds and ends, but it's still progress. So,
And I like the posting of projects and like what's going on with the vehicle, like the day of or the day after. That way, for me, it's a timestamp of when did I do this part, or how did I put this on, or why did I do it this way. I can go back through the social media and be like, hey, I did this part on this day. It was roughly about this time. And I did it this way. Just it's how I could afford it and how it kind of just played out. So
I'm a big
it's
fan of that.
all memories for myself, and the viewers can kind of go back and see how things went together. If there's an easier way to put it together, they can reference my content for it, and they can change it up a little bit to see what I struggled with. Maybe it'll help them not struggle when they go to do it.
Absolutely. And the other thing I noticed where some people like me and you were, we don't have a media team. We are the media
Right.
team,
Yeah.
where it's like I might fully intend and have something ready to post, but and go, you know what? I'm on the train and it's loud. I want to go home and focus. And then
Right.
I'll completely forget that I want have the post ready
Oh,
because
yeah.
I want to clean. I want to take a shower. I want to eat dinner. And then next thing I know, oh, it's, you know, I'm going to sound old here. It's 10 o'clock at night. I got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna go lay
Right.
down. Like, I don't have the energy like I used to. I can't be up till 3 o'clock and go pull an 8 hour shift or a 10 hour
Yeah, I
day.
can't do that anymore. Not like we used to.
Unless it's a drifter and like unless it's a drift event or a track event
Oh, there's always energy
or a
for that.
rally, then yeah, I'll be up at 3 o'clock. Okay, let's go.
Yep, pretty much.
Like a can of candy store. You'll see me bouncing off the walls for 4 hours. I
Oh,
will
yeah.
crash for 2 days when I get home.
Don't want to wake up for work. Up way too early for a drift event.
Even cars and coffee. Like I'm a
Yep.
cars and coffee, Chroma coffee guy. But yeah, definitely agree with that. It gives people a chance to see that you are being productive and you are making stuff happen. And you know,
Right.
we all everybody has lives. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, Chelsea Denofa or Ken
James
Giusci
Dean.
or you know, Hamilton. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
We all have lives, we all have families, we all have stuff to do. Businesses or whatever it might be. It takes time to get stuff done, so.
Right.
But yeah, we'll definitely be keeping you up to date on that Camaro, guys, because I'm excited for it. I can't wait to go for riding that thing.
Hell
We
yeah.
should have a good we should have a good 24 because I there's a few things
Oh yeah.
we got coming up.
Oh yeah.
So a couple
Couple of good
events.
surprises.
Oh, we're gonna have to talk about that after we get off because I got an idea. So other than Daily Drift, what's a couple other events that we're gonna be at or that you would like you think we should go to? Or if you guys have an event, mind you, we live in Chicagoland, we live in Illinois. We
Also
have
willing to travel within reason.
yeah, within reason and if you have some suggestions on some, let us know.
I'd
But yeah.
like to do the hostile takeover if they're hosting that again this year. I kind of hope they are.
Where's that one at?
GLD.
Oh, okay. Which one am I thinking of? Am I thinking Drift Indy.
That could be. I want to go there too. The
There's
Street
a
League.
few place take like hostile or takeovers in the name. So I get like some of these shows I get confused because I'm also just learning about a lot of these shows this year.
Yeah, so
So
Daily Drift, I want to go to. I want to go to Hostile Takeover, and then I want to go to Drift Indy as well. It those are like the top three for me.
I think the one I want to go see, I'm not even gonna say Gingerman Grid Life, because I like the party half. It's a little too much for me, and
Yeah.
it's I
There's
feel
not a
like
whole lot of drifting going on there. It's
no.
more like the time attack and all that style variances. The drifting is very narrow on how often they go
Yeah, that's one thing I was a little sad with,
out.
which if I could afford it, or if we could afford it, time it right, I do want to
Yeah.
go see the drift guys at like what's the one they host at VIR?
Hypertech.
Russ, that I
Yeah.
heard is such a riot because no matter what you like, it could be
Yep.
RC cars or products or games. They have something for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's one of the ones I would love to go to. I would
Agreed.
love to go. Like one of the cars is going up there.
Oh,
Gotta
yeah.
go.
One, if not both, we will find a way to get both.
I would love to just go. First off, for me, it's the historic half of VIR. That track is so historic for me.
Yeah.
Because like, just some of the historic tracks would be cool. But yeah, I'm definitely looking at those. I've started looking because I've seen a few events that say, "Oh, we'll release our calendar after January 15th." Because
Yeah.
they're still locking dates in. Because even events that have had stuff locked in, if you're not
Right.
like in for 2 or 3 years out, like we deal with that at work. Like we put in permits for the whole year, but we're putting
Yeah.
permits in for 24, halfway or at the start of 23. So like, if we get a permit, we're
Yeah.
pretty much like we need this same permit for these prospective parks for the next 5 years,
Right.
and we still have to go in and pay for them every year, and get them verified and confirm every year, but paperwork's already started.
Yeah.
Because like stuff like the which is I'm getting getting a much better understanding, not on an event side of like a motorsport event, but your insurance costs, your venue costs, your city permits, your, this and that, because you need security, you need medical teams, you need this, you need that, you need enough, you need to have your plan of actions for safety or an event, whatever. So like I'm getting a much better view from that on my side because of work, because I have to help work with people that do that a lot. And then I also have to have my part of the plan of, okay, this is what I have. Let me know when you get the permit so we can get this going. But super excited. There's another one I heard about. Actually, there's one down in Tennessee. There's a yeah, basically anything in the Midwest we can get to. It might not be, it's not going to be every weekend,
No.
but I'd like to try to at least hit a couple of those larger, what like more popular ones, just to see the different driving styles and meet the different people and see the different areas.
Yeah, agreed.
What? I wish I could show you this right now, but I can't. But the cat is up and down, inside and out of what's sitting to my that direction.
The cat likes it. It's got good taste.
She just pawed the window and just slid down. It reminds me, just this cat is ridiculous, dude. And the other one's just inside sitting on the couch. So there's one I want to go to. Not drifting, but it's was it Ultimate Diesel Challenge?
That sounds
Ultimate Call Out Challenge.
interesting.
It's down in down in Indy.
That sounds interesting.
We're gonna have to go because I already
Yes.
bought tickets.
Okay, that's fair.
It's so I had a buddy that goes down because, well, Andrew, Tommy, all those guys, they go down. And I was like, dude, I was like, if I drive down, I'm gonna be the only server. He goes, yeah, but guess what? They'll know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, that's
I go,
true.
but yeah, a couple of those guys know some of the bigger tuners and shops down there, so they go down, they have a riot. It's a good time. It's I was like, I guess it's like 3 or 4 hours away, so I think it's down at Indy Motorsport Park. Or I forgot. If you're from Indy, don't crucify me here. I don't know names very often. I'm still learning a lot of these tracks. Like I grew up with, I know local tracks. I knew what I grew up around, and half the places I grew up around have been closed for 15, 20 years because they just keep closing tracks. I'm not gonna get started on that topic because it really irritates me. But yeah, that's another one just to get something different because they have pull. I think they have pull challenges. They have a truck show. They have a dyno session.
I want to go
Drag. They
now.
have a. I think it's a bracketed drag, like an actual competition drag. And they got some beefy, and it's anything diesel. So I think there's a couple cars out there that had diesel swaps that were just trailing people.
That's awesome. We definitely need to take the truck out there then.
So again, and it's again, it's nice and close, and I think it's because I just got my ticket. I don't know if they went up yet, but it's like 35, 40 bucks for a ticket for the whole
That's
weekend.
not bad. That's
So
not bad at all.
I think you still have to pay for camping, and if you want electrical hookups, going. So I was talking to my guy. I was like, "Well, I don't want to." I was like, "Not to, like I got a whole bunch of other events I have to go to. I've got at least 4 events to go to. We've got 4 events to go to for DDCS alone, plus any other stuff we hit." I was like, "I got to kind of go and be a little conscious of like where." He goes, "Girl, just hook to somebody's outlet. They'll let you charge your phone or your laptop. Like these people are super cool."
Yeah, I got a generator too we can bring.
I say I got a couple little solar power banks.
Oh, I got a full two-stroke generator.
Oh, see, I need to buy one of those because I don't know if you remember like 2 years ago, how we lost power for like 4 days.
That's why I bought mine.
Can I tell you how bad I wanted to eat food, but I was not. I used ha I ratchet strapped my refrigerator shut. It's a relatively new fridge, but I was like, this is no, I'm not playing this
Nope.
game.
Not happening. Not today, Satan.
And they, like it was a whole area. Like we lost for counties lost power. It's not just like a neighbor. Like we counties lost power, which was really sad to hit, sad it happened. But a lot more people in the neighborhood. I was seeing just because you said generators. Like he was telling me how some people would like share each other's generators, or if somebody was just camping, the kid needed to charge a laptop. They had like charging stations, or like people brought charging stations, whatever it might be. So I think that'd be a cool, good, fun one. Maybe we can hit an HRA or some kind of
Yeah.
drag event down because we got 66 down the street. Or we can even go to like Byron. There's a couple like Byron Speedway.
Byron's a very fun track to go to.
I was up there one time for the Subie
Okay, yeah.
shootout.
Last time I
That.
went was for the diesel drags.
Oh, okay. I was gonna,
That
was it?
was wild.
I wanted to go. Then they even have an off-road park up there too, which again, that might just be a different group of people who can go a dirt bike.
Yeah.
It's like a ATV and a dirt bike one, but they take like Jeeps and like all these off-road cars or
Yeah.
vehicles. That might be another one we can go see and just get again,
I can't
just
remember the
expand
place
out.
of it. I can't remember their name, but they don't allow like Jeeps or trucks. It's only ATVs, UTVs, and dirt bikes now,
Where?
unfortunately.
The
I
one up
believe it
by.
was out by Byron.
Because they just had an event. That's what the that's one of the only Jeep. I think there's a couple off-road parks.
So
Again.
in Illinois, we don't have any off-road parks that allow Jeeps or your normal like passenger style vehicles in there anymore. It's only
There's one in
ATV,
Byron,
UTV.
unless they just changed it like last week, because they just had an event, Jeep event up there.
We haven't had any for a couple of years now. The only closest one would be Badlands.
Let me see, because there was an event that they this guy in a Subaru wagon, a street like a super like JoJo's, and
Yeah.
John's,
If there's
they
a place
had.
that's allowing vehicles in there again like that, that would be fantastic.
I'm gonna have to look this up because I don't know what days. I think they have assigned days for it. Yeah, so they got an event coming up at. Oh yeah, Christmas giveaways. Cool. Yeah, this is great for people that that have no idea what we're doing right now. But it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna look because where is this at? It's in a it was a event up there because it at like Byron or just on the street from Byron, but it's a whole park. Yeah, I guess they call it the Byron Trails. It's some overland park. Yeah, it's at Byron Motorsport Motors Byron Motorsports Park. So yeah, look up on the map. I know which one you're talking about. This one they do still like it's ATV a motorbike whatever, but they do they have easy, medium, and hard trails. But the hard trails are like full rock crawler. Like they go in and constructed and built in like full blown rock crawlers where you're going over whatever. I don't need to do
Boulders.
that. Yeah, boulders it. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm gonna do the easy trail. And even if I have skid plates, I'm still gonna do the easy trail because I have to drive this car every day. So, yeah, I'd say a couple of those events are definitely gonna happen. Maybe even a couple bike days. I just like bike cruise events or charity rides. Even charity cruises might happen. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I'd like to participate in
I think it'd be fun.
that.
Just to meet the different people and see the different genres that are around us. I think the one that's going to be hardest for me to want to get the motivation to go to is autocross.
Why?
Just, well, the few that are, we don't really have any super close, at least to where I'm at. The more up, they're up more up towards you or like Rosemont. They do have a couple. Maybe if I got a few ride-alongs. I mean, it's still fun to watch. It's just hard. Like for me, it's just hard because I like seeing a course. I like seeing a track. I like seeing the layout. Maybe if I got to walk it. I've been to one or two autocrosses that were more consistent. Like you're halfway through the run, they're sending the next car or you're timed, but it's a bang, bang, bang. So it's a long run event. It's the one or two I was gonna go to that I heard are more delayed. Like they're not as on top of it. But definitely I'd like to try to, for us to try to hit a at least one event for every style we have.
That's fair. That works.
I will not be at a Friday night car show, a car meet, not happening. You will catch them at 6 o'clock in the morning, cars and coffee. Iron Gate. You gotta go to Iron Gate, sir. Because it's in the middle and it's super close and they have coffee and food. So I think that's gonna be a fun one. I had another question, but I might just wait on that one.
Okay.
I don't know. My brain is thinking food now because I brought food and coffee and car shows. ADD, man, I'm telling you.
Oh,
So is there anything you think it'd be good for people to know about you where they can get to know you some more? Or you
yeah.
think you could
Just
like
ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Hit me up. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, where I'm at, what time of day. If you got questions, need advice, need help, ask. I'm always open to it, down to make new friends, down to help out the community. I'm not an asshole, so that's a plus.
And if I am, I'm a friendly asshole.
Right.
Yeah, no, it does. Sorry, I listened to a bunch of different podcasts, and one of the things I always find interesting is how only a few people that I've seen give out information, like give little facts about themselves, so people can communicate them and feel more connected. And then there's others that just do it fantastic. Like there's a local podcast to us. I think it's the only other one I've found in the greater area, but out in the Peoria area, Throwing Wrenches. Guys are hilarious. I like them. Content's good. They have a Patreon and all this, so like they'll do 5 hours of recording. But like 2 hours will just be them off like on their Patreon where they talk about stuff they normally don't talk about on air. But they talk about work and different attractions and trips they've taken and all that. So I think it's cool. Like I like people to get to know us and whatnot. I if you ever message me, trust me, I'm not ignoring you. I just suck at responding sometimes because I've got
It's
a
true.
hundred
It's
things going
true.
on. Maybe one or two. I'm just kidding. I try not to ignore people. But yeah, it's like work and traveling, and sometimes I'll intend to let me get home or oh, I saw it at 11 o'clock. Let me message you in the morning and I'll
Or when I'm not
remember.
driving.
Yeah. That's you're yeah, heck, I did it to you yesterday. Hey, so I'm driving on the highway. I'm just gonna call you because I have one hand. Or I have one functioning hand. Are you gonna come
Used
down and
to.
say hi? Yeah, now I'm down to one and a quarter. Or one combined hand. I don't know. You gonna come down off the car? What are you doing here? I'm waiting for the cat to jump off one onto the box and onto the computer. So
Oh boy.
this she's been adventurous the last couple of days. But it's been oddly warm out by us except yesterday and today. It's like for December it's been 50 something degrees for the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
High 40s, low 50s.
I heard it was supposed to snow out back home today.
It flowed a little bit out by me, but I think it's starting to lake front effect or whatever come in. But yeah, there's some snow on the table outside.
Oh, good. Great.
So I wanted
Just
to go
what I
pull
want to
the
come home to.
right, especially on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I wanted to take the rack off and just put the spare in the not the spare the fifth wheel in the trunk. I'm putting my hand on the car that's inside my garage, and my hand is going numb. So that's a whole lot of not happening today. Maybe
Fair.
tomorrow. Maybe start the year fresh, just losing some weight.
Maybe. Maybe.
If not, I'll just have to wait and I'll take the 4 mile gallon also whatever I'm facing right now.
Until I get back to help.
Yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen because it's so cold. It's to the point where I'd always drive to the shop where it's warm, take it off there, and then drive the 35 minutes back home. Because that's how much I hate the cold.
Yeah, I agree.
I cannot stand the cold. Let's see. If you could have us go to one show, not saying like a car event, not like a competition or whatever, one show this year, what would it be?
So I have two in mind that I would like to go to. The first one's gonna be like World of Wheels.
Okay.
The second one, I really want to go to PR.
Yep, you got right. I heard such good things about that. And from correct me if I'm wrong, because I heard about PRI probably 2 years ago. But I never really looked into it because I was like, well, I can never get time off. And you know, I'm not really, I'm not in the industry. I'm not media. I'm not a tuner. I'm not a builder. I just like to be around vehicles. So like, if I went as a guest, I'd enjoy it on a different aspect. But I don't more. I don't compete. I don't have a company. I don't run a media like. And
So
when that.
it's like the Chicago Auto Show for the aftermarket.
Okay. Yeah, because I was hearing a lot of somebody. One podcast, they had a question. The guy had just found out about SEMA a couple of years ago, and then or had heard of SEMA but didn't know about SEMA. And then he's like, "What's this PRI?" And the way it was explained, paraphrasing, it was just basically like PRI is for the builders, the tuners, the racers, the social media people on the ground level where you guys can get to go and talk. He goes, SEMA's for manufacturers. He goes, you know, companies, this, he goes, it's a bad, I'm paraphrasing very
That's
poorly,
pretty much what it is.
but it's
PRI
for
is
the average
literally like
person.
you can see your coilovers there, the new latest and greatest style coilovers, control arm, adjustable control arms, tuners, superchargers, pretty much all the performance aspect of things, aftermarket. And if you have questions as to why they did something a certain way, or how did you get this to work by doing this, the builders in a sense, or engineers for the parts are there, or most of them will be there, so they can elaborate on how they got the final product and what it took to get there.
Okay.
So
Yeah,
it gives you more of like the nitty-gritty of that part and how it works together, why they did it a certain way, and how it all kind of blends together.
from what I gathered from, I think Rosser he went, but I gathered from Rosser just listened to some of the local people. They said it's a riot, that it's super fun to go to, and it's really neat because you get to meet your pro or pro-am driver or the grassroots guy that you've been following or the podcast or the media company, or you get to go talk to the guys who make feel coil. You get to talk to the guy who makes that, you know, linking, you know, a rep that those are the guys you're going to see out at events. Those are the people you talk to. Those are the guys you see on the shows and all this. So I would love to go. We just got to figure out a way to make that happen because that would be an absolute riot to go.
I wanted to go this year, but by the time I found out about it, because I've been so busy with work, I opened social media one day and Ross is on his way to PRI, and I'm like, damn, that's this weekend.
Like I was supposed to be in the truck, but I kind of forgot.
Yep, pretty much.
Do you want to go inside? Hang on. Oh, you got cold, huh? Yeah, no, it's getting cold. But yeah, no, we'll definitely be at the one of us or both of us will definitely be at all four rounds of DDCS because I've already got the time booked off. So I took off Thursday. Or I have yeah, because I think it's a. I think I took a half day Thursday. Either way, I basically have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm off Monday anyways. So I can, you know, kind of just chill. But yeah, I've got all 4 days booked out already. Super excited about that. Made sure they didn't fall around any major events. There's only gonna be one that's gonna be kind of tight depending on our permits and our time. For me at work. So but we'll definitely be at all four. So like I said, if you guys have suggestions of events you guys want us to see, let us know because
Venues, anything.
yeah, car. If you have, heck, even if you have a company that or a, you're opening up a finally opening up a shop or getting a new location or expanding, have us. You know, I'd love to come out and see, and I'm sure you would too. Just
Yeah, I'm
as
cool
a,
with going to a grand opening for the small businesses, any up and coming business. You got a grand opening, invite us out, we'll be
yeah,
there.
and love to see what you guys do, and heck, cheer you, tag you. You know, I think it's I always like to see different businesses open up and how different people decorate. I'm the odd guy. I love to see you can have two detail shops that do fantastic work, but how they open and lay out and design their shop and decorate it is completely different. How they organize their supplies is I just love checking out garages and stuff because I like seeing different ideas on how people different people do stuff. So, super excited for this year, man. Glad you're
Oh
on
yeah.
board. Super excited
Me
for this.
too. It's going to be a fun year, that's for sure.
We'll definitely be more active this year, and it'll help as now me and you can just banter back and forth and
Yep.
I'm sure you're going to come up with some creative questions for guests.
Yeah.
Let's see. One thing I give people suggestions on before, because I asked you the main questions. There's a bunch of other questions I could ask, but we kind of hit them throughout talking. Or we could save it for another one and, figure it out later. But,
Yeah.
how many do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Not as of now. When I was truck driving, I'd listen to yours over the road, but that was about it. Other than Joe Rogan, but his is like everywhere, so it's hard not to watch it.
He covers something and he will piss people off and he doesn't care because he talks
Right.
about what he wants. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, three podcasts on the of the chunk I listen to, because I listen to it in a, probably a dozen to 15, 20 different auto podcasts. So I'll listen, I'll binge, I'll find one, and if I like it and it's up to date, I will ignore that podcast for 6 months.
Yeah.
Or 3 months. Because I like to build up episodes, because I binge, because
Yeah.
I get ideas and I like to listen. Because it's just the different layouts. But
Yeah.
one of my favorite ones is definitely going to be Throwing Wrenches.
Okay.
Partially because I just like how they present stuff. One guy works at Toyota, so I gotta like it. I love it.
Fair.
Don't get me wrong, this is not in any particular order of favoritism. It's just these are the ones I like. Like I said, I like probably 20 of them, but Throwing Wrenches is a good one for you guys to listen to. They talk about all kinds of different stuff. Auto Off Topic is another good one. They're Mitsubishi apologists, so I'm a Subaru dude. Gotta have a little fun there.
Yeah.
And then who else would be a good one? Circular Drift is definitely up there. 10 Tenths, obviously, if you're any kind of grid life guy, you know who 10 Tenths is. Let me look up another one. Man, gotta get this bike done today. It's fallen on me 4 times since I've moved put it up there. Moving
Dang.
the toolbox, and I'm like haven't noticed it. I think I'll clear it, but it catches it by like
Yep,
the
the
clip.
smallest amount.
Oh man, that hurts. I think another good one is at least stateside, obviously Goodis Cast. And then Martini
Okay.
Works. I just found those guys a few weeks ago. They're out of Wisconsin.
You'll have to send me a list so I
Oh
can
yeah.
listen to
I want to know what some of you guys, some of the listeners, I want to know what your favorite podcasts are.
Yeah.
And maybe even why you like them. Because there's a few that the content's good. I just like the interaction of the host or the
Yeah.
hosts, because they can banter for 2 hours and I'm entertained for 2 hours, half the time laughing my backside off, trying to be quiet on a train that I'm just sitting here just biting my lip because I have to sit on the quiet car half the time and not
Right.
pay attention to it. Yeah, those are a couple. I have to send you a few, but yeah, enough. I'd love for us to
If
find
the
out.
viewers have recommendations, leave some, because I'm still very new to podcasting and getting into that. So if you got recommendations, definitely leave me some recommendations.
And then if you have any ideas for guests, or if you have any funny questions you want me to ask Thrace here, or have us ask each
Yeah,
other, I think that's gonna be there.
definitely.
But yeah, we'll definitely do a few more episodes of just us talking about updates on our personal projects. We'll have another one coming up very soon with the other half of the change in the Christmas present I got this year. So I've got my co-host and I got a huge other surprise as far as that goes. So we'll have to talk about that really soon. But yeah, so I'll probably save a bunch of these questions for another time. Just kind of use them throughout different episodes and have some fun with. But I'm still mad at myself. I had a whole document made of some really good questions that I were gonna stump you for probably a good 3 or 4 minutes a piece.
Oh boy, we could do that for a part two.
Yeah, but we definitely have to. My genius self left
Yeah.
at work, so
So there's definitely going to be a part two, so stay
yeah.
tuned.
But anyways, man, Thrace, why don't you give people your social media on
Oh,
how they can
God.
connect with you?
Hold on, let me look it up again.
You
I'm
just want
bad
to do
at
the new
it.
one?
So Instagram is battleson.motorsports. You can follow a lot of the Camaro build on there. TikTok, I believe, is just Trace M. Battleson. We can tag this in the description as well if need be. Those are going to be the main two that I'm going to be posting any updates to, as of right now, at least. So.
Definitely. And then I'll make sure you get the info for the podcast, Instagram, so you, and the Facebook page, so you can get those up to date, because you're way more active than I am on some of this. Like, either I'm active or I'm not. But it's this year with a different job, a little bit more time. Some changes happened in 23.
I can definitely handle the social media. I have to handle social media at work as well on top of my own. So what's a
And
third one?
yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. I enjoy the content you guys do. So, but appreciate you, man. I hope you have a great day. Hope you guys get home safely and have a fantastic end of 23.
Oh yeah, I
And
hope you guys stay warm out there. I'm not looking forward to the snow.
my hand's really cold right now, so I'm gonna go inside and take a hot shower and put another layer on, because I didn't think it was gonna be that cold.
That's fair.
But the wind might have picked up outside, or it might be snowing,
Yeah.
because it's
Very
31
well
degrees.
could be.
31 degrees outside and it's snowing.
No
Fantastic.
thanks. No
Nope,
snow
he
here just yet.
I'm gonna send that down to you guys as a start the year out on a fresh slate. Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate you guys. Like I said, get home safe. Have a great day. Hope you guys listen, enjoy this episode. Now, it was not as structured as I wanted it to be, but I mean, that's what happens when you get two people who've known each other for 15 years or
Yeah,
whatever.
just
So,
wait. The future episodes, there might be some pranks involved as well.
oh
Su
gosh.
surprise.
Oh gosh. You know, the mistake I made is you have my address, so if you wanted to send some messed up stuff, I need to get your address so I can
Oh no,
send
it's
you
going to
some
be
messed up.
during the podcast. So, like, especially if
Oh.
we're in person.
Yeah, I mean, you get a little glimpse of it over behind my shoulder that I hopefully am going to finish that up today. Now, well, it'll be framed, it'll look more finished, but it won't be finished probably another month or so, because I
The
don't think
rough
any
draft will be
project,
together.
yeah, it'll be functional and usable. I don't think any project we ever are gonna touch is gonna be ever fully finished.
Yeah, and we'll even start posting about that on social media as well, so people can follow along with what we're doing for the office setting.
Yeah, that's gonna, yeah, it's compact, it's kind of packed in here, but we'll make it work,
Yeah.
dude. But anyways, man, you have a great day
Yeah, you as well.
and enjoy. I'll talk to you later, man.
Have a good one.